And the series is titled Lessons from Legends. Lessons from Legends. And this is really 13 different lessons focused on different Bible characters. Big Bible characters. I guess we'd call them Bible heroes. And tonight, in no particular order, we're going to begin with studying the life of Joshua. And tonight we'll learn training for leadership. Training for leadership. In Joshua 1 and verse number 1, it says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel." Verse number 3 says, "Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them." Verse 7 says, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Let's pray. Lord, as we begin to study tonight our different lessons from legends, help us to learn from this legend named Joshua and his servanthood, Lord, as he served faithfully the man Moses in his ministry and in his time. And in your time, God, you raised him up unto his own ministry to serve you personally. God, help us to learn from his life, as well as all of these legends that we will study, their mistakes, their success. And Lord, help us to grow from it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You know, Joshua is a wonderful character in Scripture. He has a book written about him and named after him. And we can study, really, maybe sometime, the whole book of Joshua, because there's so much good stuff in there. But as I even read through that passage, as God is speaking now to Joshua, it was Moses, and now Joshua has Moses-sized sandals to fill, and he steps into the role of the leader of Israel. Can you imagine the weight that was on his shoulders at that point in time? The buck had been passed, the torch had been passed, the mantle had been passed to Joshua. Moses was dead. It wasn't like Moses retired, right? And he could go to him and say, "Hey, Moses, what would you do in this scenario?" It was all on his shoulders now. It was a good thing that he received training for leadership, because had he not, we probably wouldn't be reading about Joshua tonight as one of our legends. I love the words that God speaks to Joshua. He tells him multiple times throughout the book, be strong and courageous, right? Because it was going to take a lot of courage for Joshua in order to lead the people of Israel. All the things that he saw Moses go through, he knew that he would face even more. And so God reminds him multiple times, even in the passage that we read, be strong and of good courage. I love how it refers to Joshua, the minister of Moses. In other words, he was the servant of Moses. You know what Moses was called? Moses, the servant of God. Joshua was the servant of a servant. And as we'll study tonight, much of our learning comes from godly examples. Joshua was able to look at the life of Moses and see what he was supposed to do, what he was not supposed to do, and he learned from it. You know, I think about in my life and how much learning I have done from godly examples. I think about the man who led me to the Lord, Josh Bevan. And as a young teen, to see his passion to study and preach the Word of God made such an impression on me that still carries today. Man. Other men and women in the church that I was, I guess, trained in, LBC Chillicothe, I think of those men and even men and women here in Circleville that I look to as examples. I think about a man named George Carroll, who I really didn't know for very long. And as a teen, you know, I was really more concerned with the youth group and hanging out in there and doing those things. And yet from George Carroll, I saw the heart of a man who desired to see everyone in the world won to Jesus Christ, who led my father to the Lord. And to think, man, that passion that he had for winning souls and the boldness that he had to witness to someone still resonates with me today. And of course, Pastor Ryan, to see his faithfulness, his dedication, his discipline, and his love for the Lord has impacted me probably more than any spiritual man has on this planet. Joshua had Moses to look to. In Joshua, we see a man who spent years in preparation before he was in the limelight, so to speak. Before he had a book of the Bible that we named after him, right? He learned how to become a fit leader in God's own time. It's wonderful to see when a great leader is succeeded by someone who continues to take the work forward effectively. And such was the case for Moses. Tonight we will see how Joshua was trained and how he put that training into action in his own life. I think the first thing we note about any leader is this characteristic, that Joshua was a serving saint. He was a serving saint. In Joshua 1:1 it says this, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying," it refers to him as the servant or the minister of Moses, who is the minister of the Lord. As it's been said, with many cases in Scripture and other men and women God used, Joshua first showed willingness to be a servant before becoming a leader. Today, whether in politics or athletics or even church work, sometimes the step of servant is something we try to avoid and to, you know, swerve around like one of those lovely potholes that we have here in Circleville and in the world, maybe Ohio. Sometimes we try to sidestep it or avoid it altogether, but there is so much to be learned throughout our service. You know, I think about times in my life where I feel the Lord maybe groom me in different stages. And one of those stages, very early on, before I was on staff at a church, I remember getting off work from Taco Bell or Sugar Creek and driving to the church late hours of the night or early hours into the next morning, 2 or 3 in the morning, and driving to the church because it was my cleaning time. And that was the only time I could clean. Pulling into that church parking lot with none of the lights on and going in the building there, vacuuming. There's a lot of vacuuming to do. I used to take some headphones and put them in my ears and I would listen to Pastor Ryan's sermons on repeat. I just remember God growing me during that time to take that time of service where he was using me. Even though I wasn't in front of anybody. Sometimes I miss those times a little bit. I think about other times driving kids home after a night of children's ministry, a half an hour away in Bainbridge, and the kids are throwing stuff at you, and then that long half-hour drive home. It's just you and the Lord and the deer, hopefully not, right? But I just remember in those times as I was able to kind of, I didn't have anything else to do but just think on my drive home, to think about the night that we had and kind of what I learned from the children that night and how I was maybe trying to impact them. You know, it's been said that some people are too big for God to use. Don't be too big for God to use you. We must serve before we can reign, and we must descend before we ascend. And Joshua made himself low as the servant of a servant, happy to serve in the background. And when in God's timing, the Lord was ready, Joshua was moved to the limelight. There's something to be said for someone who has spent time in the trenches, so to speak. Whether that's changing diapers in the nursery, and all the ladies said, amen. Being baked in the sun, mowing the grass. You get out there on that zero turn and you're doing one of these because the shocks aren't the best on it, but getting that sunburn and you come out and you're like, why are my hands so red, right? Maybe that's serving in the hot kitchen to make sure the meal is ready for friend day. You know, it's been said that the only place success comes before work is in the dictionary. It's interesting that in the passage we just read, maybe you missed it, but in the last verse of our opening passage was a word, and it was the word success. And that just so happens to be the only time the word success is used in the Bible. When referring to a man who was the servant of a servant, referencing his love for the Word of God. That's how we get success, right? You know, Dave Thomas, maybe that name sounds familiar to you, founder of Wendy's. Now it sounds really familiar to you. You know, he didn't finish high school. He worked up through the ranks. He actually worked at KFC before founding Wendy's. And he kind of worked his way up the ranks until eventually starting the restaurant we know now and love their Frosties. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And here's when somebody asked him, you know, how did you get to where you are? And here's how Dave explained it. I got my MBA long before my GED. He said at Wendy's, MBA does not mean Master of Business Administration. It means mop bucket attitude. Dave Thomas taught all his employees that service comes before success. Sometimes I think we need to have that attitude, a mop bucket attitude, right? Joshua was faithful to follow Moses, to serve him. In Exodus 24 and verse 13, it says this, and Moses rose up and his minister, Joshua. And Moses went up into the Mount of God, and he said unto the elders, tarry ye here for us until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them. You know, I think it may have been better if Moses would have left Joshua and not Aaron and Hur behind, if you know the rest of the story. But Joshua goes with Moses. Now, he doesn't go to the top of the mountain with Moses, but rather Joshua is told to stay behind as Moses went to the Mount of God, where he was given the Ten Commandments, where God spoke to Moses personally, where we later see in different instances he breaks those tablets and then God gives them to him again. But Joshua gives a classic illustration of someone who faithfully followed his leader. Joshua didn't know where his leader was. He didn't know what his leader was doing, because as God was giving him the Ten Commandments, he disappeared for over a month. Moses was gone. That's why the people said, what did they say about Moses? He's dead, right? And they go to Aaron and they say, make us gods that we may worship. And yet, even after over a month, when Moses is making his way back down the mountain, guess who he finds right where he left him? Joshua. He was there. He was faithful to follow Moses. Dr. Bobby Robertson said this, the one thing that everyone can do is be in their place. And Joshua did just that. He was exactly where the servant of God told him to be. It was Robert E. Lee who said of his officer, Stonewall Jackson, he said, "Such an executive officer the sun never shone on. I have but to show him my design, and I know that if it can be done, it will be done. No need for me to send or watch him. Straight as the needle to the pole, he advances to the execution of my purpose." He said, "All I have to do is show him, and I know it's going to get done if it can be done." That's the type of person and legend Joshua was. Joshua was faithful to follow, and he was faithful to fight as well. In the book of Exodus, again, in chapter 17, it records an event, the battle of the Israelites and the Amalekites. And Exodus 17 and verse 8, it says this, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, When Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, Show a miracle for you." Exodus 17, I was reading Exodus 7. Exodus 17 in verse number 8, it says, "Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim." And verse number 9 continues, it says, "And Moses said unto Joshua, Choose us out men, and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand at the top of the hill," and it says, "with Aaron and Moses, and the rod of God in my hand." And if you remember this story, Moses raises up his arms. And as the rod of God was risen, the battle was being won. But as he started to kind of falter a little bit, you remember Aaron and Hur came alongside him and held up his arms. And we think, man, the heroes are Aaron and Hur coming alongside of him during this time, which they were to be there to support Moses. But you know who's down there fighting? It was Joshua. He's the one like, "Hey, keep them elbows up, Moses. Lock them out." He was faithful to fight. If you were to describe Joshua, you'd say he's an amazing general. You know, it's been said that certain tactics that Joshua used throughout the Bible have been studied by many students of the science of war at many prestigious places like West Point Military Academy. Several times, Joshua was commanded by Moses to fight, and every time he was willing to follow. You never find one time where he was told to fight and he said no. The Christian life is called warfare. Joshua conquered 31 kings and 10 different cities. We are faced with the choice of being a spectator or a participant.